Testing. And I just got a text message. It is July 3rd, 2020. It is 11:16 p.m. and fireworks are already going off. And they've been going off for a while because it is that time of year. So I was kind of wondering how I might acknowledge or not acknowledge this time of year, especially today and the space and time where we are as a country, as a people, you know, just everything, social, political, environmental realness coming through all 2020 long. But with that said, I noticed on my social media feed like a combination of feelings, kind of a mixed commentary, the whole spectrum, all the way from, you know, people who absolutely wanted to tell you why. Well, let's just say the whole spectrum, all the way to the people in their, you know, red, white, and blue bikinis. So, yeah, I took about 20 minutes and went down a rabbit hole. First, there's this famous Fred Douglas speech that was given in 1852. And a video came out today where his descendants recited lines from that speech and then gave their own commentary. And that video is only 7 minutes long. For me, it was very moving. And so I will put a link somewhere. I just Googled, you know, Frederick Douglass speech descendants, and like an NPR article popped up with the video embedded. And yeah, 7 minutes. So watch that. I guess my takeaways were both hope and exhaustion. But I also saw this meme at some point in the past couple of weeks that said, you know, the thing about activism, the thing about this movement, it's kind of like a choir. You know, choirs are able to sustain really powerful notes for unbelievable lengths of time, and the reason is because periodically individuals can take breaks and they can breathe, and the others in the choir, you know, carry it on. And yeah, I think there's a word for that. But so yeah, some hope, some exhaustion, but we are the choir. Those are my takeaways after watching the video of Fred Douglass's descendants. They were young. So second, part of my kind of wormhole into this time of year and how I felt about it, how I feel about it today, I came across a story that was being shared a lot in my kind of local social media about the 4th of July in Charleston. Particularly, it referenced one 4th of July in 1872, where, you know, black people were like out and just like celebrating, you know, doing all the traditional things, because the white people in Charleston were by and large, like, didn't want to leave their house because they were mad because slavery was ratified. So that story was shared. So I can't say whether or not to celebrate this time of year, this day, July the 4th, that is quickly approaching. My dad is a veteran, and I have a lot of respect for my father. So this is Victoria Moore of Connected to Tiny is Powerful, reflecting on the 4th of July. And this might be the most time and thought I've ever given to that day. If you're interested in more podcast episodes, random conversations, looking at history, looking at art, looking at culture, just check out tinyispowerful.com. If you live in Charleston or in the Charleston area and you would like to have a reflection or conversation with someone and put it online, with yourself and put it online, that is what a community archive is. Yes, we save the press, we preserve the journals and the publications and the public speeches, but we also need to preserve the voices of the people and the conversations that people were really having at this time, not just the ones that are being had publicly. So let all of our voices be heard and let all of our votes be counted in November. Hashtag Tiny is Powerful, signing out.